Welcome to the Flyover Ministry Podcast, a practical youth ministry podcast for small church leaders by small church leaders. We are grateful that you have joined us for our journey through ministry-related topics that we hope help equip and encourage you as you serve Jesus wherever you are.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Dan.
And I'm Jordan.
And this is maybe the first time, well, no, we've recorded in person, but this is one of the few times where we are like face-to-face recording.
Yeah.
We're here at the Fly Convention watching just an incredible amount of basketball taking place, and we're going to be doing something a little different this month for our episode arcs. We're going to be talking to people from small churches. I know we've been talking about small church ministry, but we're going to be kind of doing boots on the ground conversations and interviews and questions with some of the students that are here, some of the leaders. And Jordan, I'm going to give you props for coming up with the bulk of these questions we're asking. What was the inspiration for the questions you wound up picking this month?
Honestly, it was the deadline, because I was packing and getting ready to go, and I was like, oh, I said we were going to do this, and so we didn't have anything yet, and I was like, hey. And since you're doing all the like interview recording, I thought I could at least do something. So
yeah, so I'm recording on my iPhone. So if you're listening to the audio and it sounds different or choppy or there's a lot of background noise, like the wind right now or the basketball in the background, we're going to try and minimize that as much as we can. But yeah.
I also don't have control over making myself have more bass.
I don't know what that has to do about it. But
well, usually I'm not very low key when we talk on my normal mic, but whatever.
Whatever.
Anyway. Yeah, so this week we're going to have, or this whole month, we're going to have each week episodes where we're asking students and other people different questions. So we'll probably average around 2 questions per episode that we just get a bunch of reactions on. And we hope that you will be blessed by this. I know we have already, just in the short time we've been doing this, learned quite a bit from students. It's been really encouraging and stuff like that. So be blessed. And I'm not going to land the plane now because this is the beginning of the episode. So there's that.
All right, let's get into these interviews. All right, we are live here in Estes Park, Colorado, which means that you're going to be hearing a lot of weird background noise, trucks idling by, random pedestrians. And we've got a youth group here from
Wheatland, Iowa.
We're excited to get rolling here. We're recording this just hours before registration opens for the YMCA. You can go up and register actually right now, but you won't get your room keys for a bit. But we've got a couple of questions here that we want to ask you about life back in Wheatland, Iowa. All that corn, right? Or is that not the crop that it's Iowa. Everybody grows corn. Corn and soybeans, but mainly corn. All right, so initial question here. Who at your church has a faith that you admire? Who is somebody that you look up to, and why do you look up to them?
Andy Anderson.
Andy Anderson. What do you admire about Andy's faith?
Through his wife's passing, he has always been very sweet, kind, helpful, and just always a nice person to talk to.
Yeah. What? Everybody else, would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add on Andy? Go ahead.
He's also always with a smile on his face.
Always with a smile on his face.
He's a really good guy.
He's a really good guy. That is awesome. Does he know that you think that about him?
I don't think he knows that.
No?
A lot of people don't recognize him as a key character in that sort of thing.
Hmm.
I'm assuming.
Do you guys recognize him as a key character?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm. That's pretty awesome. I think it'd be awesome if you guys told him that too. All right, so follow-up question on this as well. When you think about what your parents and what the other adults at your church know about you guys, about what life is like, about what you guys go through, what do you wish that other adults in your church knew about what life is like for you?
Well, I would first want to say that we're kind of well-behaved kids. We try to live the best life that we can. And even though we still cause a little bit of trouble, we still mean good manner. And yeah, we're really good kids. Well, we tried to be, at least.
Tried to be. You don't see this here, but like everybody else in this youth group just started snickering as soon as he said, we're pretty good kids.
No, we're not. Try to be good kids.
Some of us do.
But we try to be helpful as much as possible.
Try to be helpful. In what ways?
Helping out with the church. We did fundraisers for garage sales and stuff. We helped set up for VBS. And
pretty awesome.
And even though that we don't always have our full youth group, at sometimes we still pray that we still care about them and hope they come back, you know, every time, hopefully, at least.
Awesome. Thanks so much, you guys. Looking forward to seeing you around the YMCA this week for Fly, and thanks so much, guys. All right, so we are still in Estes Park, and we have, which group is this now? This is
King of Glory Youth Group.
King of Glory Youth Group from Shakopee, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Shakopee. Do you hate it when people say Shakopee?
I'm not from there. I just go to church there, so I don't really care.
All right, so we got some questions that we're going to ask. We've been asking youth groups as we've been kicking around here in Estes Park. We're by the riverfront. Very relaxing, very calming. Mm-hmm. Nice ambiance. Who in your church would you say has a faith that you guys admire or look up to?
I'd say for me personally, I'd say it's my brother, my older brother. I think he's always kind of the one I turn to. I have questions or concerns about anything.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Your brother's name is?
Brennan Johnson.
Brennan Johnson. Brennan Johnson probably doesn't listen to this, but if he does, way to go, Brennan.
Yep.
Anybody else come to mind?
There's quite a few older women that have really mentored me as I've grown up in the church. One that comes to mind is Karen Rates. She must be in her 70s by now, but she's really been one to send me letters and gifts and really encourage me in my walk. So
cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Anybody else that comes to mind?
Well, my mom comes to mind. She's just always had that persistent faith and just remained steadfast and gave a good example to me.
That's awesome. I would encourage you here. I've been encouraging people after they answer that to let those people know that they have a faith you look up to. That would mean, you know, the world to them, and that would, they'd probably double down in investing on you guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the follow-up question that we want to ask here too is, when you think about the other adults in your church, what do you wish that they knew about you guys?
I would say that in church I'm really more quiet, but I'm always willing to talk and engage, that I'm willing to make conversation, even with there's an age gap.
Sure.
Among the elders and the youth and everybody. Mm-hmm.
I would say the exact same thing, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'd agree with that.
You'd agree?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got some general agreements that you're willing to talk even though you're quiet. Why do you suppose they just don't come and talk to you guys?
We have a huge age gap between, like, there's a lot of older people, like 15 plus, and then we have all of these younger kids that are like 23 and younger, and so there's quite a bit of an age gap there.
That is an enormous age gap.
Yeah. Sometimes you just don't have enough things in common to just make conversation about, or
sure.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Do you know if there's anything that your church is trying to do to overcome that age gap?
We have a women's Bible study that we just started, and there's quite a few different varieties of ages that are coming.
Cool. When does that take place?
It takes place on Tuesday nights.
Tuesday nights?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Absolutely. Yeah. Tuesday afternoons doesn't work because people will be at school and
work.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, thanks so much, guys. Looking forward to seeing you up at the YMCA here later this week. And yeah.
Thank you.
Good to run into you again. And get this recorded, and thanks for helping out.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We're in line for supper at the Fly Convention here, and we've got someone who's going to continue answering the questions we're talking about today. Who are you, and where are you from?
I'm Elijah Drummond from Valley City, North Dakota, Grace Free Lutheran Church.
Valley City, North Dakota. You went on in this? You want in on this?
I just say go Swaggy G.
Go Swaggy G. All right. So how long have you been at Valley City?
I've been there for about 4 years.
4 years. Very cool. So we got the questions we're asking you today. Who is someone at your church that you've seen who has a faith that you really admire and respect?
I'd say my grandma, because she's just very, very strong faith and just always looking to the Lord in basically everything she does.
That's awesome. Anybody else that comes to mind?
There's just so many. So many?
No, that's cool.
Hard to specify one.
No, that's all right. I think it's great. Does your grandma know that you look up to her faith?
Hopefully.
Here's a follow-up question for you that you weren't planning on. Would you be up for telling her, like, hey, I really respect this about you?
Definitely.
Yeah? Okay, my challenge to you, do that when you can. You good for that?
Yeah.
Aces. All right, so next question. What is something that you wish the adults in your church knew about you?
I wish the adults at our church kind of knew that maybe... This is hard. Some of us just kind of feel out of place, so maybe have them maybe just be inviting, or they're inviting. Help us find some friends, because I found some great friends here with me in this line, from our church, passing the trip here, but in the first couple years it was kind of hard, so I just... For future kids, I just really hope that adults can help them find their other friends when they're just kind of new.
Sure. You thinking people your age or otherwise?
All ages.
Help us find some friends. That's pretty great. Thanks so much. This supper line is long, and we're keep talking to people in line because really there's nothing better to do. There's no other better place to be than talking to other people you don't know in the lunch line. We are with Colton Cox from United Lutheran Church. Question one, who has a faith in your church that you have looked up to and respect?
Maybe one of my youth.
One of your
youth?
Samantha. Yeah. Samantha, get over here.
She's got a good young faith and I really look up to it.
Say hey, Samantha. Leader.
Hi.
Hello, Samantha. That's awesome. Who's somebody that you look up to at your church?
Yvonne Hansen.
Okay.
I've grown up with her being my 4-H leader.
Oh, that's cool.
And so, yeah, it's been really cool to see her super strong, genuine faith throughout the past couple years with her helping with youth groups. So.
Very cool. 4-H, what do you enter into fairs?
So we show cattle, we show breeding heifers, sometimes market steers, also baking, sowing, dried fruits, flowers, vegetables.
So everything.
Yes.
You just enter in everything.
Yes.
Incredible. All right. So if there was something that you wish your church, the adults in your church, knew about you guys right now, what would it be?
That we're so eager to learn. A lot of people don't take kids seriously, but I think all of us are eager to learn this week and are super excited for that.
Yeah. That's great. Anybody else?
No.
No? We're good. Appreciate it, though. Thank you. It has been a terrific first day at the flag convention, and I realized that it's not really been a proper first day. It's only been like kind of a quarter day, I suppose. We just had the Longhouse open up. Kids are streaming in, and I grabbed a group of kids here from...
Kindred North Dakota.
We're grateful that you're here. We want to just get you through here real quick so you can get a good seat up front, because I've been in there. It looks awesome. And we'll share a photo of that on the podcast page. But had two questions for you. First off, who is someone in your church that has a faith that you really respect and admire?
I look up to Thor Patnode because he's just this young guy. He's 14, and he just shows love of Jesus so well.
Awesome.
Hi, my name is Isaac. The person I look forward to is probably my pastor, Pastor Ryan. I look up to him because he's a pretty young pastor, and he's a diligent worker and a very strong Christian.
Cool.
Awesome. My name is Solomon Patnode. I really admire Court's faith because every day he just shows really nice acts of faith and kindness, and it's really great.
Cool. Anything in particular stand out to you when you say acts of faith and kindness?
If something like wrong is going on or whatever, he's just always there, and it's really nice to it's really nice to have him there, and he's free to help whenever you ask, and it's really nice.
Sure.
My name is Thor Patnode, and I am going to have to agree with my brother on this one. Court McDonald is a really awesome guy, and that I respect, because he's, like, super cool, but he's also a super awesome Christian, and he's just, he's really respectful, and like, he just graduated, but he's, you know, he's really nice to younger kids,
man,
which is really awesome.
Yeah. Super cool, he's a Christian, and he just graduated. Sounds like a triple threat. Thanks for laughing at that terrible joke. So the next question I've got for you guys, what is something that you have seen in your own church where you wish the adults at your church knew about you guys?
That's a really good question. I'm blanking. I wish they knew that the kids in the church have just, like, they're all on fire for Jesus. I wish everybody knew that we're all on fire for Jesus, and we love worship music too, so we love to worship the Lord.
Do you suppose they don't know that?
They probably know that.
Okay.
They probably know that. I wish they would know deeper, I
okay.
guess. So that, my answer is not.
Put it on a scale from 1 to 10. How much do you suppose they know? How much does it feel like for you?
Six.
A six?
A six.
And you're wanting that to be like around a...
I want that to be a 10.
A 10?
So
solid
10?
Nice.
To add on to Libby, I think that the kids really like to be involved in church activities, like just like this fly here. Like, it's really a fun experience, and I hope everybody gets the opportunity to want to come here. Personally, I think it would be nice to have more kids singing more. I personally love to sing, and I think it would be great to have more kids involved in other singing activities.
Nice.
I am quite behind on my Bible reading right now, and I just wish, like, they knew that so they could, like, I don't know, motivate me or encourage me. It would be really nice to get, like, a little push, you know, to get started on it. And
sure.
Yeah.
Somebody to hold you accountable?
Yeah.
You wish that they would just come and approach you on that?
Yeah.
That's incredible. Do you have anybody in mind that you wish would do that?
Honestly, anybody at church. Maybe people more my age, because they're also having to do it. So if they're encouraging me, then I could also kind of go along and help them too.
That's
so it'd be nice.
Awesome.
I really hate to cast a shadow over all this. I mean, this all sounds great. I wish, like, my parents especially realized how terrible, like, public schools are. Like, even our school is pretty small, but it's really getting bigger.
What's the class size in Kindred now?
I don't know. There's probably, like, 60 or 70 students in my class.
All right.
But yeah, I mean, like, but like in comparison to bigger schools, Kindred High School is like really awesome, which just kind of breaks my heart. I think it's really bad. I just wish my parents realized
a little more. Thanks so much, guys. I'm not going to keep you from getting into the longhouse.
All right.
I will see you guys later this week.
All right. Thank you.
All right, guys.
Thanks for listening to Flyover Ministry. You can find, follow, and give feedback on our Instagram and Facebook pages at Flyover Ministry. You can also get in contact with us on our Gmail account, flyoverministrypodcast@gmail.com. You can find other episodes that we've recorded on iTunes and Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, and please feel free to share them with a friend. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.